Coquitlam is joining the cause to raise awareness on amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, a.k.a. Lou Gehrig's disease. Those who normally frequent the city center core will soon notice the light column outside City Hall, 3000 Guilford Way, turn purple, which is the primary color for ALS campaigns and organizations. It's part of the month-long BC initiative and June proclamation to recognize the roughly 400 people in the province diagnosed with ALS, nearly 3,000 across Canada. The popular column at the intersection of Guilford and Pinetree Ways will illuminate purple on Friday night, June 2nd, alongside 9 other landmarks that include the Victoria Legislature, BC Place and Science World. In a news release, the ALS Society of BC explained the disease as rapidly progressive, and attacks transmitting motor neurons from the brain to the voluntary muscles in the body. When they fail to receive messages, the muscles lose strength, atrophy, and die, the nonprofit added. ALS can strike anyone at any time, regardless of age, gender, or ethnic origin. It does not affect the senses, and only rarely does it affect the mind. Walk, run, board for ALS. The Tri-Cities move to cure ALS will be in Pitt Meadows this year. It'll be at Waterfront Commons Park in Osprey Village on Sunday, June 4, at 10 a.m., and interested residents are asked to register ahead of the fundraiser. Organizers of the local walk are looking to raise $14,000 for the ALS Society of BC. Nearly $7,000 has been collected as of this publication, May 30. From the donation total, 60% will be earmarked for supporting patient services programs and the remaining 40% for research. For more information, or to donate to the cause, you can visit the Move to Cure ALS website. Hitting the course. As well, a group of golfers are set to play from dawn until dusk on June 26 at the Vancouver Golf Club in Coquitlam, 771 Austin Avenue. PGA and VGC professionals Mike Grabowski, Yegan Patron, Jordan Rourke, Shania Ramandaban, Sean Thompson and Rachel Wiebe are participating in the Golf-A-Thon for ALS. Last year, more than $11,000 was raised from the 10th local event that saw VGC pros get in 4 full rounds before nightfall. Pledges came from family, friends and the community. The Coquitlam golfers are looking to go above and beyond the 2022 total to $12,500, and you can visit the Golf-A-Thon fundraiser's website.